Legal Experts, a podcast series from Radio Verulam in association with Stowe Family Law. In episode 25, Phil Richards talks to Claire McParland about sharing of gifts in a divorce, when a partner moves without disclosing their address, remarrying abroad before a UK divorce is final, marrying under a possible false name, and when a spouse does not declare large amounts of assets.
Right, joining us now, Claire McParland. Can't believe it's nearly Christmas now, Claire.
Absolutely, it's going too quick, Claire. Need to get organised.
I bet we say that every time this time of the year, don't we?
Certainly do.
So people can contribute on a future programme. 839-926 is the number. Do remember to call us. Leave your details. We'll always get back to you and try and include your question on Family Law Matters. Claire McParland from Stowe Family Law joins us now then. First question, I want to divorce my husband of 6 years. He says he wants half of everything, including all my personal possessions. This includes gifts he's given me over the years. Is this possible?
So, unfortunately, any assets, no matter how they are obtained, need to be disclosed as part of the financial disclosure to the court when you're going through divorce proceedings. It doesn't necessarily mean that the spouse would have a claim to all the assets, although the starting point for distribution is a 50-50 split. But the value of those assets will be relevant. So if it is things like personal possessions with little value, then they might not be considered. But I think the short answer to that is probably yes, they can potentially be considered.
Right. Next question. I have begun a divorce proceeding. I've begun divorce proceedings recently, but have lost contact with my wife, and so has her solicitor. She sent me a handwritten letter saying she'd left the country, wants nothing to do with me, and doesn't want to be found. Only her friends know where she is living. What should I do to sort this out?
So this will depend on whether the wife has filed her acknowledgement of service. If she has, then you could apply for the decree nisi and the divorce could go ahead without any further input from her. Otherwise, you'd need to apply to the court for them to either deem that she's been served, and if she has communicated, that might be possible, or in some circumstances, they can dispense with service of the papers to allow the divorce to continue. But you have to go through a few hoops to sort of prove that to the court. But it is a relatively straightforward procedure overall.
Yeah. Okay, third question. I am in the middle of divorcing my husband, who now lives in the US, and I suspect from social media posts that he's remarried in the US before our divorce has been finalised. Will this affect divorce proceedings here in the UK, Claire?
No, I don't think it should affect the divorce proceedings here. He will have possibly committed a criminal offence of bigamy if he's remarried, and that would void his new marriage. Again, the short answer to that is no, but he might have committed a criminal offence.
Yeah, okay, so it's as simple as that then, yeah.
Mm,
right,
absolutely.
Now, next one, I've recently been married, and rather concerned about my husband's identity. I think we've had something similar before on this. And when we got to the airport to go on the honeymoon, I noticed a completely different name in his passport to who he had told me he was. Just trying to find out what's going on there and what the legal situation of our marriage is.
Yeah, that's a difficult one because, I mean, there could be a perfectly reasonable explanation as to why there's a different name. So I would suggest as a starting point just, ask the question and have a discussion about it. There could potentially be issues with the legality of the marriage if he is using a false name. It could be potentially a void marriage. But you do have to provide evidence to get married of your name, your address, your date of birth, and evidence of your nationality. So it's quite a difficult thing to falsify those documents. And if you do, again, it's a potentially a criminal offence. So it's very serious.
Yeah,
for the
indeed.
Husband. Yeah.
Right. Last question this morning. I'm divorcing my husband of 10 years. I have been told by his best friend that he recently went to his bank and withdrew all of his savings in cash, and he won't be declaring the money as part of the divorce settlement. and it's a big amount. So what happens with this situation, Claire?
Right, well, I don't think he's going to get away with that one. So he has to, as similar to the first question, he has to disclose all of his assets when going through divorce proceedings. As part of those proceedings, you normally look at the last 12 months of bank statements. So you would easily be able to evidence that those sums have been withdrawn, and he will have to account for those monies. And if he doesn't, the court can draw adverse inferences against him in the overall financial settlement. But there are things that can be done to try and protect those assets sort of immediately. So I would suggest getting in touch with a solicitor straight away, because there can be things done such as sort of freezing of assets, but that needs to be done quickly.
Right. Well, thank you very much for the chat this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be chatting just before Christmas as well, hopefully.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Claire McParland there, Stowe Family Law.